95.7 The Hog. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. I'm Riggs. That is intern Steve. But over here, more importantly, Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot. Morning Hog Reviewing brews or brewed items. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Friday, man. I got to get ready for the weekend.
Fair enough.
By the way, I'm wearing a collared shirt. First times in brew review history. Bang.
Pop that collar. Why didn't you tell me to bring mine?
A couple of reasons. One, I accidentally cut your collar off because I needed something to tie a little bow for your birthday present a couple weeks ago. And two, because I don't like to communicate with you off the show. But I do like to talk to Josh and Amir because they bring beverages. So what do you got for us today?
So we got some brand new stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay. Fresh.
Fresh. There you go.
Fresh off of the beer press. All right.
Fresh.
Where to
summertime.
Start?
Summertime. I'm super excited about this seasonal limited release. It's Coors Seltzer Orange Cream Pop.
Whoa. That gets the bell already. I mean, tasted it yet and gets the bell.
I mean, I have taken a sneak peek of this last night.
Really?
And I already know that I love this product. Okay. I'm kind of sad that we only got one palette in for the summer, and that's probably going to be it. It's going to go quick. It already smells amazing. As soon as I pop open the can, and it smells like orange cream pop. I mean, like, I'm lactose intolerant. I can't even eat ice cream, but I can drink this all day long. Has a cute little graphic on the side of an orange cream pop. Comes in a 12-pack variety. A variety. A 12-pack package. Yes, 12 of these. And if you see me walking away with the 12-pack, they're all for myself. You better believe it. So
this
I'm
sounds
excited
like,
to share them with you guys.
It sounds like something that I would definitely want to have a lot of. Oh, wow.
With seltzers, everybody's having to get creative because everybody's, you know, at this point has a raspberry. They have a lime.
Okay.
Ooh. So they're starting to innovate a little bit more with the flavors.
Wow.
I saw there's a company out there doing a pickled seltzer. Yeah.
Okay, I saw that too.
I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
But I believe this is a first like ice cream style.
Yeah.
That I've heard of.
Okay.
And they did it right.
I'm feeling it now.
I like this way more than the variety pack, personally.
Oh my gosh.
It tastes exactly like an orange cream.
Yes, it does.
Without the sweetness.
Yes.
Yeah. So like all the flavors there. That's kind of mind-bending
a little bit. It is.
It's only 90 calories.
Really?
Gluten-free, 4.5%. I mean, this is right up my alley. I can't wait to be hanging out poolside with this weekend.
Like, you even still get on the exhale, too.
Yeah, that's
wild.
That is complex. It is confusing.
Yeah.
But don't,
my brain is having a hard time registering
that. Overthink it. Just have it. And just imagine that you had a box of creamsicles that you left in your car for a couple hours, and you just drank them afterwards. And they had an alcohol content.
And they're 4.5%.
Oh, that's good.
Well, okay. And it's a Coors Seltzer, so it's the seltzer with a mission. They give back to restore America's rivers for every 12-pack sold.
Ooh,
so drink for a cause.
Okay.
Right.
Drink a lot. We really need to save the world.
No kidding. That's true. Well, that's really good. All right. That is a delight. That's a start. We're starting at like mind-bending beverage. Where are we going next?
So next up, we have Corona's new product, which is Limonada. Okay. Hard seltzer.
Limonada.
Yes.
So this is where everything is going to have those fruit flavors, but with lime as well.
All right.
I've been looking forward to these. Corona does great seltzers, in my opinion.
Are these new?
These are new.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, you're going to have to check out the website because I'm not sure where they're landing quite yet.
SRPROD.com/beerfinder. Check it out. Chase them down.
But 12-pack variety, 4 flavors. All right. Beer math, 3 of each.
Okay.
Yep.
4.5%.
Oh, that's really good too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Splash of real lemon and Mexican lime juice. That's what makes it a limonada.
Surprise!
No, my hands are empty.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Josh.
Oh no. That's a tough break for Josh.
I'm sitting here admiring the can.
Which
like I
this?
Do. This is a classic lemon lime.
Okay. I mean, it is like a Sprite with an attitude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But Corona has. I mean, they've gone some weird directions in the last couple of years, and this is another great. Weird direction.
But they always land.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yep.
They're not afraid to innovate and try something new.
Yeah.
But they always do it really well. Last I heard, they are the most valuable beer company in the world.
Right? Really?
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Which is
that's
impressive.
Something.
Yeah.
That
is impressive.
Yeah.
There are at least like 10 or something. Right?
Yeah, at least.
put them in the great category. So you have a 4-flavor sampler.
Right.
Let's have another flavor. Why not?
Well, we're going to check out watermelon. That sounds exciting. Okay. That sounds fun.
I love watermelons.
Yeah.
There's one sitting summertime on my counter.
Oh, man, we're going to have to start changing up the fruit board because Steve.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve, is that your top? What's your top fruit?
Pressure.
Maybe a banana?
Oh, banana.
Oh, no.
Banana. Of course it's banana. No. Yeah, number one. Okay. Well, watermelon can come in a hot 2 for Steve, but we got to get to the berry rankings coming up. First of all, let's try this watermelon. I'm very excited about this, too.
Yeah.
Smells like watermelon.
I have a watermelon sitting on my counter, and I'm just trying to figure out when I want to cut it. Flies are starting to get around it, so I probably should, but this will save me another trip for that, too.
Nice candy Jolly Rancher flavor.
It's very Jolly Rancher-ish.
There you go. Yeah. Jolly Rancher, and then finishes with a little bit of tartness from that.
But, isn't like a sugar-heavy Jolly Rancher.
No, there's a little bit of sweetness right up front. For those people out there that want a little bit more flavor than your typical seltzer out there, this does have a little bit of sweetness, but it's not overbearing or overwhelming at all.
Cool. It's fun. Yeah. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Is it officially summer yet? When is summer? I don't even know when summer starts.
But it's summer solstice, isn't it? June 21st?
It's officially the first weekend of summer, even though here in Florida, we've been celebrating all year long.
Okay. I was going to say, I think this started way.
Okay, good. I had a couple drinks before the show. All right, so it is summer. We'll have some more summer flavors on the back end. It is the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amir from SR Parada here. Stick around. More flavors coming up next on 95.7 The Hog.